The New Zealand Council of Trade Unions, Te Kauai Kaimahi, has launched a new policy platform. It's called Aotearoa Reimagined, which has been developed by engaging workers and community leaders and policy experts over the past year. Joining us for a kōrero about this kaupapa is Richard Wagstaff, who's the president of the NZCTU, the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions. And it's a pleasure to welcome you along today, Richard. Ko Dale Tene. Thanks for joining us on Atatū. E ho, amahi.
Kia ora, Morena.
Hi there, Richard. Talk to us about Aotearoa Reimagined. What was intended when you hoped to develop a platform of this nature? And what are you hoping it might achieve, Richard?
Yeah, thank you. After the last election, when we had the election of a National Act, New Zealand First government, about 2 weeks later, we had our biennial conference of our unions from the whole of the country, which we do every 2 years. And we said, look, we really need to develop an alternative way of thinking for this country because what we're doing just isn't working and hasn't been working for a long time. And so we embarked on a project we called Reimagining Aotearoa Together. And we spent the last year going around the country talking to workers, community leaders, and saying, you know, what do you think? How do you think things are going? What do we need to change? And they were pretty unvarnished and pretty revealing conversations. And there's a real sense that for a lot of people, just things aren't working. You know, people talking with pride about their work, and Kiwi workers are very proud of their mahi and were as good as anybody in the world, yet somehow people doing the work seem to be struggling to put food on the table, pay the rent. They're living week to week, you know, running on the spot. And it seemed to us that this just isn't right. And, of course, what we're seeing also is that the people getting the breaks in our world are the people who need it the least. And the people who are getting beaten up, if you like, by the difficult policies and so forth are the people who need the most help. So we're really saying we need to overturn these tables and do things quite differently. And we've come out as a result with a document we're calling Aotearoa Reimagined, which sets out sort of a direction of policies which we think we need to implement to turn things around. And, of course, we're clear that it's no good just moaning about something or even putting up some answers. We know we need to fight for it. And, you know, last night was also about, we had a launch last night, it was also about not just saying this is the direction of travel, but we've got to get organised and we've got to get people around and supporting these directions. And we want political parties to take notice because I've talked to too many workers around New Zealand who are saying they feel ignored and left behind. And that it's about time somebody paid a bit of attention to the working people of New Zealand and their needs and aspirations.
I think it's an important issue here. Some say that it is a reforming of the tax regime in our country, where those who are moneyed up tend to be able to get hold of the good accountants and minimise their tax responsibilities, Richard. But there is also a tie-up between Māori interests and union goals that I think could be enhanced. We are fighting for similar kaupapa, in the sense that all we seek is justice from a Māori perspective, and a fair deal is what working people in New Zealand deserve as well. Do you think that Māori and union interests have united as strongly as we could to draw attention to how difficult it has been to find justice from a Māori perspective and to find some sort of equity and some pay that is appropriate with the work being done from a working class perspective? What would you say of the need for more collaboration?
Totally agree with that, Dale. We are on the same page. I mean, part of the platform we announced last night included honouring Te Tiriti o Waitangi. But it also talked about ending inequality. It also talked about, you know, building decent infrastructure and social services and so forth. We know that a lot of working people are in fact Māori, of course. In fact, Māori are more likely to be in unions than non-Māori. We have a strong Runanga in our organisation, and we were actually, this whole thing was launched last night by the Runanga co-convener, Loris Park. So we feel there's enormous opportunity for collaboration and working together. We want a fairer society. We certainly want a society where Māori are properly treated and are getting what is theirs and has been denied for so long. That certainly includes honouring Te Tiriti. So we're on the same page, I think the point you make is that we've got to work with all like-minded people. There's a lot of people out there who aren't part of the elite who seem to be running things, who want things to be different, and this is what we have to do, is to not just sit back and complain. We have to get together and put it on political parties. If you want our vote, you need to start thinking about us and putting up policies that will support us, not just a few who have all the money.
Successive governments have tried to diminish and at times denigrate the union movement, which has been at the core of many political changes in this country across time. Since the Employment Contracts Act came in and the ability for employers to go individually to working people on their staff, it has really set the union movement back on its heels. And sadly, successive governments have been comfortable to maintain the status quo. How much influence do you think union perspectives are having on governmental policy, Richard?
Yeah, good question. And, you know, that attack continues to this day. Just yesterday, the Minister, Brooke Van Velden, announced another measure to undermine unions by saying that people who start work in their first 30 days, currently, if you start work in the first 30 days, you're put on the union agreement automatically until you decide what you want to do, and you can stay on it, or you can choose to negotiate your own agreement. What the Minister's just done is announced a policy whereby people don't have that right to go on the union agreement. They can be put on whatever the employer wants them to, and they're in a vulnerable position to sort of argue. And that's just another example of a kind of ongoing attack to basic human, you know, union and human rights. In most countries, there are minimum standards. In Australia, they call them modern awards. In New Zealand, those things are denied, and those things are a real barrier to unions organising. Having said all of that, we're still the largest democratic organisation in New Zealand. The CTU affiliates cover, you know, something like 350,000 plus workers, something like nearly half a million workers, I'd say, they're in unions, according to surveys. And we've survived these you know, strong headwinds, and we're coming out fighting. And I think that we can only build in this sort of troubled and turmoil we're living in these days. People are looking for solidarity and standing up together and for their basic rights. And I'm confident that we can do this. We've got a platform, we've got allies, and we just need to exercise our activity and organising to get support for it. So if not us, then who? We've got to take our life into our own hands here and organise and get it done.
Tēnā koe. The term organise is very important here. To anybody in the workforce, your right to organise into groups is well established. And so it is important as we seek a reimagined Aotearoa, that the organisation of workforce and issues, the advocacy that is associated with that, is so vital for kaimahi in this country. And sadly, Richard, could you comment on negligible pay increases across time while inflation rips at all that we do earn, running much higher than any pay rises for working people that have taken place in recent times? It does at times feel like working people sadly are forced to go backwards, bearing in mind that their pay packets are not worth as much this year as last. What are your thoughts here?
Oh, definitely, Dale. This is the problem, is that the share of the economy going to workers as opposed to going to capital profit, you know, we're constantly going backwards. We've got this real problem. Not only are we struggling with the cost of living, we're actually struggling to keep up with the productivity gains and with profit. Just last year, the average wage rose by 1.7% and profits were at over 5%, more than three times the rate of wage increases. So it means the way that the settings that we have, the laws that we have, the rights that we have, constantly favour those with money and businesses with money, and are against the interest of working people getting our fair share. And that's all part of the problem. And I think the sense of frustration that just continues to be there, not just happening in New Zealand, it's happening in many countries. And you're seeing the consequences of democratic societies ignoring the voice of workers and just keeping them sort of downtrodden. Eventually, people have had enough. And I think that time is coming in New Zealand as well, that working people are saying, we really can see that the playing field's not level. It's tilted against us and in favour of the boss. The governments that we keep seeing keep reinforcing that problem. And so, you know, we keep being on the back foot. So, you know, until those things change, until we right that ship, we're going to constantly be on the back foot. We have to keep making that clear to people. One of the big things here is that, you know, there's been the sense that we don't have an alternative, and that's really what we're saying here. We certainly do have alternatives. Other countries who are doing better than us do it differently to us. They pay a fairer tax system. They have a proper minimum standards for bargaining. They recognise unions, and they do a better job, and working people get a better deal. That's what we're going to get to here.
Tēnā koe, I know that there's been strong support from the union movement for the Labour Party. Some would say that they've drifted too far into the centre play rather than supporting workers in their last opportunities in government. Māori, the mood is here that this right-leaning coalition government won't be there forever, yet our people will be. Working class people are always part of New Zealand's demographic makeup and will be, irrespective of who has the reins of power. Is the CTU, like Māori, just hoping to weather the storm here with these right-wing policies that we're seeing being thrown at us left, right and centre by this coalition government? Are you expecting to just weather the storm, as no Māori are as well? Sometimes described politicians as political tourists. Do you think that the CTU is waiting to see this lot off and see if they might work with an alternative once that emerges?
It's a really good question. I think we've got two prongs going here. We've got reimagining Aotearoa together, which I've been talking about. We've also got another strategy we're calling Fight Back Together. And we staged large rallies across the country in October last year. We're doing it again on May Day this year. In the main centres of New Zealand, there are union rallies celebrating and commemorating May Day. And we encourage everybody to join us in making a stand for justice and fairness for working people. And it's also celebrating, obviously, the international workers' movement. But I think, so in a sense, I think, Dale, we're regrouping and we're consolidating our position. And we're putting up a clear demand for the next election for all political parties. And we would hope, of course, the parties in opposition you'd think would be the most likely to take notice. And we're saying to them, you need to be very clear and unashamedly pro-worker and pro-Māori and pro the things that we want here for social justice. If you're not, don't expect people to turn out and vote for you because they'll stay home or they just won't get excited about it. This is the challenge we have now, is to really excite working people, Māori, everybody who wants a fairer deal, to excite them and to let the politicians know, do these things and you'll be elected. It's easy to get politicians to do things if they think they're popular. Well, the challenge for us is to make these ideas popular and get people talking about them and saying that's what they want, do them and we'll vote for you. So really it's a long-term political strategy that we're very much in the heart of right now. And of course, once we get an alternative government elected, and as I say, we don't want just a change of government, we want a government that is pro-worker. Once we get that elected, we have to work hard to make sure they do what they promised they would do before the election. So it's a long-term strategy, but one we're convinced we can achieve.
It's been neat talking with you again. Thank you, Richard. You're always welcome to share kōrero and perspectives here on our platform and respect the work that the NZCTU have done across decades and generations of New Zealand's kaimahi. Richard Wagstaff is the president of the Council of Trade Unions. And I appreciate your time. Thank you, Richard.
Kia ora, thank you.
Tēnā koe.